Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
My Cohen Chicken debut went well. Did you think limits?
I liked it a lot. The jingle was great, and that's incrinculate.
Bob, did you like it?
I did. I thought it was very good. I thought there might be some background, you know, either musicians or, you know, singers back there helping you out, but it was a solo. It was an acapella. It was good.
Thank you.
That's incrinculate.
The lilt in the voice, Bob, I think is the key there.
Reverberation. It's
reverberation.
Good. Yes.
Even a better word. Welcome to Pomp and Joe. It's the schedule show today. At the top of the hour, we're going to break it down game by game with the Steelers, starting with what should be a riveting affair against the Jets to open the season, the Justin Fields-Aaron Rodgers Bowl. You think Rodgers is going there on his own dime, Bob, like the last time he visited the facility there?
How about how that ended? He flew cross-country or whatever he was, only for them to tell him in like the first 2 minutes, we're moving on from you.
Exactly.
He was mad. Went back to the dark place, and I think it was an extended stay. It wasn't 4 days this time. I mean, he had some serious thinking to do.
Yeah.
And he's still there.
He still does. He still does have some serious thinking to do. So before we get to game by game, with the Steelers, let me give you some national storylines with the schedule and see what you guys think. The San Francisco 49ers have the easiest strength of schedule in the league. Last year, they had the hardest by the end, and they had an injury-plagued, horrific season. Bob, are the Niners set to bounce back in a big way this year?
I think no. I think the answer is they are kind of in a tough position. I think they like Brock Purdy, but they're going to be required to give him money that I don't think, you know, is probably worth it for him. He's a good quarterback. I wouldn't put him in the elite category. But I don't think they have the same weapons. I think they're trying to figure that all out. I think this may be a year where San Francisco becomes more of a 500 team or one game over 500, but not a serious contender.
Man, I think the schedule, and again, there's always going to be a couple of teams that are better than we think and some that are worse. But I actually believe, by and large, you can make some predictions based on the schedule. Limits, this is still a talented team. I mean, we're talking about George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, right? Trent Williams still plays there, doesn't he? Nick Bosa still play there? I think he does. Does Fred Warner? Come on! This is still a really talented team with an easy schedule. I think they do bounce back in a big way. I'm not saying win the Super Bowl, but with the easiest schedule in the league and still, I would say a top 10 roster talent-wise in the league, I think they're going to bounce back.
But it's depleted. They lost Hufanga. They lost Dre Greenlaw. Their offensive pieces like McCaffrey's been hurt. No more Debo. I question their wide receiver room. Ayuk off the ACL. I'm with Bob. I think they will take a step back and not be that good of a team this year.
A step back? They were horrible last. What do you think? They're going to go 0-17?
No. What I mean by that is just, I think they're going to be either third or fourth place in their division. I don't see them taking a huge step up. I don't.
Wow. You guys surprised me. Bengals staying close to home this year, Bob. And this can be, well, it's interesting. I was going to say this can be a big deal, but that would have been a sign that I have early onset Malzahn disease because I don't know how this relates to winning. The Chargers will travel the most air miles in the league this year, 37,000. The Bengals are the only team under 10,000. They only have to travel 8,700 miles the whole year. No one else is even close to that figure. The Steelers are right around 15,000, which is a pretty good number. Most of the teams in the league have to travel more than them. What do you make of it all? How about the Bengals? They barely leave home, it seems like.
That should be an advantage. Wear and tear. It's a long season. And, you know, but I don't know how much you can actually put into that. You know, I'd like to do a study on how many teams who have won Super Bowls and how many miles they put on each and every year. Some of it you can't control. And with the onset of these international games, those numbers are oftentimes way higher just because of the one trip involved.
Well, the Vikings have a couple of international trips.
Yeah, but they're staying there. They're not going anywhere.
I know, and it also cuts down on one of their road games.
Right.
So that's not a bad deal maybe for them. New York Giants. And I'm looking at Jeff Howe's story at The Athletic. Their early gauntlet. The Giants have the most difficult strength of schedule in the league, and it starts right at the beginning. Bob, they open with road games in D.C., and then against the Fighting George Pickens. And those are the home openers for both the Cowboys and Commanders. And then they have to host the Chiefs and Chargers.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'll tell you what's going to happen there. They're going to start with Mr. Unlimited.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
They're going to lose. They might go 1-3 or 0-4, and then guess what that paves the way for and who it paves the way for, Bob?
Tommy DeVito.
Good one, Bob.
That was a good answer. Dr. Jackson Dart.
I know.
The doctor. Dr. D. That's what's going to happen there. And he's going to play early in the season. Thoughts on the Giants and that schedule and Jackson Dart? Because let's be honest, the Steelers passed on Sanders and Dart went four picks later. So those guys' careers are going to be measured in some way against what the Steelers are doing.
Totally. And if Jackson Dart has the kind of career that you think he can, a lot of teams are going to regret passing on him. So I don't know if he's going to play, you know, you say 1-3 start. If that happens, I think they'll have to monitor exactly how Russell Wilson plays in those games.
Yeah.
And if he's not the
reason. I think 0-4. Yeah.
You think 0-4?
Yeah.
He may be decent in those games and not the reason they lose those games. So, but, you know, if you're them, you may say, well, we need to make a change, just like the Steelers did when they put Russell Wilson in place of Justin Fields. They may just do it arbitrarily. So, I don't know. I think Dart will play, but I don't think it'll be until later in the year.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Pirates want to visit your teams in action. For our youth baseball softball showcase presented by Sheets, I should say. Parents and coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan might make a stop to your field. Again, brought to you by Sheets. Details at 937thefan.com, and also brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. A little quiz to see how much you find, gentlemen, read up on the schedule release yesterday. No cheating limits. I know sometimes you like to peek at the computer.
Okay, nice
assumptions. Who has the most primetime games of any team in the league? Wrong.
I know. I didn't look at that.
Philadelphia.
Wrong.
Oh.
The Chiefs with 7, Bob.
Philly
that's
6.
That's a number that I don't think anyone else has ever had.
I mean, that's incredible.
The schedule release part of the year, right? That's a lot of 7, including Christmas Day and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is that... I think that's a disadvantage.
I do, too. I think it's too many. And, again, talking to Arthur Motes last night on our schedule release program, he thinks, you know, players are such creatures of habit. We've seen it with all different – when you start getting these schedules that bounce all over the place, it does affect kind of the routine that they have.
I agree.
I don't know if that translates into wins or losses, but it doesn't make it easier.
I think this is the year, finally, and I'm not saying the Chiefs couldn't make a playoff run. They're going to make the playoffs. I think their string of AFC West titles and absolutely their string of getting to the AFC title game is going to be snapped this year. You guys agree with that? Limits?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too. I think that division is better. I think the AFC, and you know, Buffalo's been chomping at the bit here to be that team. But there are a lot of good teams that could take, even in their own division, I think the Chargers are going to be a better team than people think.
I
think
so this could be the year for them. They were good last year.
Did you see the Chargers trolled the Steelers with their schedule release video?
Yeah, what did they do?
Wasn't that hilarious?
I didn't see that. What was that?
So the Chargers, every year, they put out their schedule release video as probably the best one out of anybody. And they did it Minecraft-themed this year and basically built it to mock all their teams that they're playing. So the first one is there are two Steelers that are walking into the Flint and Steelers mine that there are two signs that say open always and absolutely no children allowed as they walk into this mine. Open always, I think, can be attested to George Pickens. The two guys go into this mine with two different carts. One sign on the left says contend. The sign on the right says rebuild, and they both get into the carts. Also, it says, warning, track ends in 9 feet, 8 inches to mock the Steelers going 9-8, or at least hovering around 9-8 all the time. There's another sign that says, we do not care at the end of the tracks for Mike Tomlin. And at the very end, both of the Steelers fall off the tracks into the mine with Aaron Rodgers watching over.
Who are they to mock anybody, Bob?
Well, that's what I said. My first thought was, okay, who's doing this? What about them?
Wow. At the other end of the scale, there's three teams with, count them, 0 primetime games. Limits, can you name those teams?
Carolina?
Wrong.
The Cleve Brownies.
Yes.
The Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wrong.
Now, Carolina? Does London count?
Bob, can you name the third team? It's the Browns, Tennessee, and who?
Carolina?
Wrong. Wrong. Come on, you name them. They stink.
Oh, the Saints.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about them.
They stink. And the teams with 1 primetime game are Colts, Panthers, Jags, and Jets. All right, the Steelers have 4 such games so far. That could change. Let's go week by week.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.